This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The finance minister for Louis XIV once explained that the art of taxation consists in so plucking the goose as to obtain the largest possible amount of feathers with the smallest possible amount of hissing. Unfortunately, many liberal politicians don't seem to know where the line is between plucking the golden goose and killing the golden goose. This is certainly true of political leaders in Seattle and San Francisco. 2 years ago, I wrote about how liberals were sleepless in Seattle. There's very little rest for progressives who want to invent other ways to extract more gold from the golden goose. The city council approved a head tax on companies that made more than $20 million a year. It's not hard to guess how some of the companies around Seattle would respond. You may have noticed that Amazon, Boeing, and a number of other companies began building outside of the state of Washington. They still may have their headquarters there, but we've seen these companies are looking for lower tax venues. I thought of the Seattle example when I read about the decision by the political leaders in San Francisco to pass a wealth tax aimed at the corporate executives. The supporters call it the overpaid executive tax. The tax is aimed at companies that pay their CEO more than 100 times the median pay of their workforce. In other words, these politicians feel they should decide what companies pay their top executives. We may have some moral questions about the extravagant pay some corporate executives receive, but it makes little sense to use those questions to justify greater taxes. So if the goal is to make a moral statement, perhaps these politicians succeeded. If their goal was to raise more taxes, they will find that it will probably hasten the departure of more businesses from San Francisco. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.